This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Donald Trump has invited congressional leaders from both parties for another White House meeting on Friday on how to end the government shutdown, which is about to enter its third week. As AP Sagar Magani reports, Democrats took control of the House on Thursday.
I now call the House to order on behalf of all of America's children.
Her grandkids and other children surrounded newly elected Speaker Nancy Pelosi as she ushered in a historically diverse group of representatives at what she calls a critical moment.
2 months ago, the American people spoke and demanded a new dawn,
saying they looked to the beauty of the Constitution to provide checks and balances on power. The Senate remains under GOP control, but leader Mitch McConnell says there's room for big bipartisan work. House Democrats will decide what happens.
Good governance or political performance art.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the White House, President Trump congratulated Pelosi on her victory and said he hopes he and Pelosi can work together. Backed by several members of the Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the president said he will not give up on a border wall with Mexico.
Without a wall, you cannot have border security. Without a very strong form of barrier, call it what you will, but without a wall, you cannot have border security. It won't work.
The president has demanded more than $5 billion for a wall along the border, something congressional Democrats said they will not pass. The Justice Department has launched an investigation into whether Ryan Zinke lied to Interior Department investigators. The Washington Post reported Thursday that the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section had begun the probe of the Interior Secretary, who left office. He told the Associated Press that he had not lied to the investigators looking into possible ethics violations. This is VOA News. Election results in the Democratic Republic of Congo may be delayed because of a slow voting counting process. That's according to the head of the Electoral Commission. They told reporters that officials have collected only about 20% of the results from polling stations across the vast Central African country, which lacks a well-developed road network. He said the system of manually collecting and compiling vote totals is not helping the process. The Electoral Commission had planned to collect vote totals via the Internet, but the system was abandoned in the face of opposition accusations that the system was vulnerable to fraud. The U.S. ambassador to Moscow has spoken with an American formerly charged in Russia on espionage charges. We get more from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman says he met with Paul Whelan and offered his help and support, but he isn't revealing any details of what the two said to each other. Whelan is a corporate security expert who lives in Michigan. He did two tours of duty in Iraq as a Marine, but was convicted of larceny in 2008 and given a bad conduct discharge. His brother says Whelan had been to Russia several times for work and to visit friends, and he was in Moscow last week to help a fellow former Marine who was being married there. He was arrested and accused of espionage, but the Russians aren't saying anything more. Rita Foley, Washington.
And Somalia's UN envoy is urging the United Nations not to interfere in his country's internal affairs. This is 2 days after the federal government expelled Nicholas Haysom, just 4 months after he took up his post as the UN Secretary General's special representative. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
The Somali federal government declared UN envoy Nicholas Haysom persona non grata on January 1st, ordering him to leave the country just 4 months after he took up his post as the UN Secretary General's special representative. The government is upset with Haysom for raising the case of Mukhtar Robo, a former al-Shabaab leader who has moved into politics and sought to participate in elections in the southwest state. Robo was banned from running by the national election body, but the local one said he could be a candidate. He was arrested last month and violent protests ensued. Council diplomats said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is working behind the scenes to try to return Haysom to his post. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Stocks tumbled Thursday on Wall Street, with technology companies suffering their worst loss in 7 years after Apple reported that iPhone sales are slipping in China. The rare warning of disappointing results from Apple stocks investors fears that the world's second biggest economy is losing steam and that trade tensions between Washington and Beijing are making things worse. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.